Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
3, 2, 1. There you go.
Hey!
Good job.
Rose Burke, a quiet fourth grader from Kenai, was at the U.S. Capitol on Tuesday and lit the Capitol Christmas tree. In unison, the 9-year-old and the Speaker of the House counted down from 5 and then rose through the switch. An 80-foot Sitka spruce from the Tongass National Forest lit up. The crowd cheered and the U.S. Air Force Band played O Christmas Tree. Rose, a homeschooler, had the honors because she won an essay contest for Alaska fourth graders, and she had the opportunity to read her essay in front of those gathered.
The far away, we are united in love for our country. A Christmas tree brings joy to our hearts. May this Christmas tree fill the hearts of those who see it with extreme joy and hope for the future of the United States of America.
Prior to the lighting, a string of dignitaries stood to speak about Alaska and the tree, including U.S. Representative Mary Peltola, U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, and U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski.
This tree is pretty personal to me because this tree happened to come from Zarembo Island, which is the island just off the water from Wrangell, Alaska, where I spent growing up years, where my parents still live, and I can sit on their porch and look out at the same island that this majestic tree came from.
The tree harvests. The Alaska Wildlife Alliance and Kenai Peninsula College, in collaboration with the city of Kenai, have launched 2 beluga viewing cameras at the mouth of the Kenai River. The cameras provide an opportunity to increase public awareness and knowledge about the beluga's use of the river, all from the comfort of their homes or phones. The camera streams are live and available on YouTube.
What led up to this was just looking for another way to verify that belugas had come into the river or had not come into the river.
That's AWA Kenai Peninsula Coordinator Teresa Beecher. The AWA worked with the city of Kenai using video monitoring systems already in place to bring the beluga cameras online.
They have some experience with all of this and help us get it all set up. And we kind of put it out live right around Thanksgiving.
Beecher says the cameras, also in collaboration with Kenai Peninsula College, will allow the study of beluga behavior in the marine mammals' natural habitat.
We partnered with Kenai Peninsula College, and specifically Dr. Debbie Tobin out of the Homer Semester by the Bay, because many of her students do research on the beluga whales when they come up here.
In the Cook Inlet, belugas forage near the shore, traveling into some rivers, including the Kenai and Kisilof Rivers, 20 Mile River, and Ship Creek. They are benthic feeders, meaning they dig down into the silt, and opportunistic feeders, eating prey like salmon, hooligan, cod, pollock, flounder, and invertebrates. Belugas are often seen at the mouth of the Kenai River in the spring and fall. You can text the word beluga to 833-541-0408 to get AWA's text alert when the Cook Inlet beluga whales are spotted in the Kenai or Kisilof Rivers. Homer Electric Association announced on Tuesday several updates for December, including the HUG campaign, a surplus equipment auction, and the retirement of $3.37 million in capital credits.
HEA just wants to give kind of a platform for giving to those who are in need around the holidays.
That's HEA public relations strategist Mary Bowe.
Yeah,
for links to the HUG nomination form and the surplus equipment auction, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.